Thank you. Appreciate the applause. Good to be here. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. It's definitely an exciting time for a lot of people, for the fans, for the organization, players, coaches, I mean, everybody. We kind of have the 2015 season underway this week, kind of last week, the beginning of the offseason program. The players are back. So we're starting our preparations, and then this is kind of another piece of the puzzle here as far as putting together the 2015 team. So we're excited. Could be a long night. We'll see. If we stay where we're scheduled to pick, I think we're scheduled to pick around 11:30, 12 o'clock. So if we trade up to 10, then everybody can go home early, and then we can get out of here. No, it's a good draft. I think there are definitely players throughout the draft, whether it's in the first round or even tomorrow in the second, third round, and in the third day when you get into rounds 4 through 7 and into free agency, where we're just trying to find players that we think can come in and help our team. However we can find them, that's what we're going to try to do. We've kind of done that here through the years. Different players that come in all shapes and sizes. So we're excited, and the goal is to try to add somebody that we feel can help our team and to help us keep winning some games. So, enjoy the evening, enjoy the night. Appreciate everybody being here, and hope to see you here during the season. So,
Can we do this? Can I ask you a couple of questions, sure, if that's all right? By the way, when we have folks up here at the podium, if you'd like to offer a question, we have two microphones right on either side of the podium. Just step up to the microphone. We'll try to recognize you when you come up, and we'll see if we can get a question in. The one question I think that probably stands out, Nick, in a lot of fans' minds is, how soon do you start preparing for the draft? And you literally start preparing for the draft once this is ended. You're going on in 2016, right?
We've actually already started that process. Some of our scouts, once we put to bed the 2015 draft, they've actually started on the 2016. So really the prep work for this draft here started over a year ago. So you really just turn a page and you move on to next year. So there's a lot of time. There's a lot of effort from a lot of different people. So it's a year-round process. And really what we're trying to do is just make sure we get as much information as we possibly can so we have the most accurate picture of the player so we can make the best decision for the organization. That's the most important thing.
All right, I got one more for you. And if you have a question, come on up to the podium. But the question I would have is, with so many different needs, and I think most everybody can identify what kind of needs maybe this team has for next year, how do you prioritize? How do you decide, okay, we got to take this need here or we got to take this need there? How do you prioritize it?
Sure. A lot of that is just driven by supply and demand based on, what's on the draft board positionally. So if there's a certain position that has a little more depth relative to others, if you feel that that's a need that's on your team and after you get to a certain point, you're going to lose that player. So maybe you draft that player first because you feel that you can get another position a little bit later on down the line. So a lot of it is prioritizing, what's the player's role? How does he fit for our team? What's the supply and demand of what's available? And then ultimately make the decision based on that. So
awesome. All right. We have a question at the podium. Go ahead for Nick.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. How did you find Malcolm Butler?
How did you find Malcolm Butler?
Probably more of a stroke of luck than anything else. No, I mean, he was a player who we invited to our rookie camp actually last year after the draft as an unsigned player. So we hadn't even made a commitment to him, really. We had done some work on him. He was in an all-star game. So really, he came in for the rookie mini camp weekend, had a good couple of days, then we ended up signing him. And, I mean, to the kid's credit, he really progressed throughout the course of the year, and he kind of, the minute he was here, he showed up and made some plays. So it's a credit to him and his performance, and then the job that he did during the year is a credit to him and then our coaching staff working with him. So that one, we were fortunate to work out the way that it did. So,
and he is now forever in Patriot and Super Bowl history, right? Nick, thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck to you tonight.
Thank you.
Nick Casario, Personnel Director, Player Personnel Director.